Judy Cobb, and I'm vice chair of the school committee, and I'm one of the four. And let me tell you about myself first, because you guys deserve to hear this. I'm a Pilgrim graduate. I got many athletic scholarships. Just like Mr. Marola, I played sports, three, field hockey, basketball, and softball for Pilgrim. And I still hold the record for least amount of goals scored on in field hockey. Sports is my life, it's always been my life. And it's not something that we enjoy doing. As Mr. Cornell just stated, we went line by line and interrogated every administrator until midnight, every day, asking them all night what every item is and describe it and ask in detail questions, which I've never seen done in my time being involved with the schools, which is going on 4 years. The sad part is when I ran for this position, every one of you wanted to work with everybody that won and is on this committee now. Every single one of you. But yet not one of you showed up to our meetings besides Mr. Sinopi. He showed up twice. He wasn't there the whole time, but at least he showed his face. And I think, you know, all I heard was how you want to work together and we're going to go forward and make this city great. And you guys aren't working with us. You didn't even come to our meetings. We go to yours. And it would have helped because you would have seen in detail what every item is. I was appalled by some of it. I didn't even know what some of it was. And we asked questions and we're doing our due diligence. As Mr. Cornell said, we also set up new policies to be totally in control of all the money that's being spent. And they're not happy with it. The party's over for them. But don't treat us like we are the previous school committees. That's not fair. And I think you all know that. But when I was here, when you had us up, I think, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday night? And I'm lost at this point. All I heard was interrogation for previous years. We need to move forward, people. We need to work together. I don't want to cut sports. Do you know some of the stuff we cut just to save the mentor program? We have kids with social and emotional needs, and we're trying to keep them. Math interventionists, we managed to keep them in the budget. And the things that we cut, you know, we need trucks. We have two trucks that are on it. They're almost dead. And we need new ones. They're gone. I mean, we're cutting things in schools like water spouts for their water bottles. Every school has them but a few, but we cut them. I'm a big safety person. One of my degrees is in criminal justice, and you know what we had to cut? More safety cameras, guys. More safety cameras. Because we're trying to save programs for these kids to be able to go out into society and be like us, and be out there and doing good things. But I don't see it. I don't see the gelling that I heard the whole time I ran, and I'm really disappointed with it. As a new school committee member, all I heard was, we're all gonna do good things together, and I even heard it down to the night I got inaugurated by the mayor, and I don't see it. We need the money. This is not a joke. We need the money, and I'm sorry that that's something, because you know what? I feel like crying, and I feel sick to my stomach since we didn't get the money we needed, not even close. We don't even have the money to pay the raises. I think it's $4.4 million. That was made by the previous mayor. He helped negotiate that contract. We don't even have the money for that. I mean, think about it, people. And I'm really disappointed that not any of you went to our meetings and gave us the respect that we give you to see how you're looking at your budget. Because you would have learned a lot. It's not a joke. Every line went through, and it cost a lot of money to operate these schools. More than I even imagined. And the things that cost, you think, oh, that's no big deal. Oh my God, that cost that amount? I mean, I was horrified, and we cut a lot of stuff that our people need. But we can't do it. No professional development for teachers. We can't let people go and get training because we care about these kids. We care about what's being fed to them in their minds. We want them to all succeed. But I feel like you guys aren't working with us to trying to make that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you? How are you? I have some questions.
State your name for the record, please.
Sorry, Patrick Mooney, resident. So you stated you, and just correct me if I'm wrong, you stated you closed 9 schools over the last few years, correct?
I'm not positive. The school committee chair could probably answer that.
And then
I know that recently you have closed, or they have closed, 2 schools, and my understanding is that the monies that they saved, at least the monies they said they have saved, was used for capital improvements when they knew full well that a $40 million bond, perhaps even more, was in the wings.
Okay. So on that note, you just so I understand, you write a check blindly and there's no inspection process to make sure the funds are being used appropriately, to make sure the funds are actually not being embezzled or anything to that effect. What does that process look like?
I'm sorry, state that again.
What does the process look like to make sure the funds are being used appropriately?
There is, from us, the city council, there is no process.
So we just write a check?
No, they write the check and then they give it to us to cash it.
Okay.
So they write the check. Unknown whether or not, and it was just testified to by a committee member, said that we can't even pay the raises. City council, we didn't negotiate that. The school committee negotiated that. And we didn't negotiate any other expenditures, nor participate in any expenditures, nor have any say in any expenditures that the school department does. So they run their budget. They're an autonomous body from the city. They determine their spending, and they determine their budget, and then they send it to us. Just like the $6 million that we approved recently for infrastructure improvements, for capital improvements. We don't have any control on what they use for that $6 million. What we did do is we put it on the record and we made sure this time, unlike other occasions, that we received documentation from them and a spreadsheet from them and a list of what they were going to do and what they were not going to do and what they were going to spend the monies on. And they had a committee that they put together to do all of this review of these buildings and these capital improvements that needed to be done. But yet, most recently, after awarding them the $6 million of the $40 million bond that's been approved, they tell us that now they've discovered they have a boiler that has failed in one of the schools, and that's going to be X $500,000 or whatever the number was to fix it. So the answer to your question, sir, is we don't have any control whatsoever on how the school department spends their money or what they do with the money once the budget is approved.
So with that, how do we know there's no impropriety or anything negative going on in that system?
We don't.
Mr. Chair, can I answer that question?
Sure.
I just wanted to, because you asked a good question. We hired an auditor this year because there was a discrepancy on what the city saw and what the previous school committee saw, okay? And we went through line by line. I know some people say that we have to go to their meetings. I actually sat with the accountant that looked through line by line where there were surpluses. And if you watch Tuesday night's meeting, it's on the tape. I went line by line and I asked them, the accountant identified $3.5 million of surplus in your budget. I don't want to interrupt your presentation, but could you identify if there is $3.5 million of surplus in your budget in this existing year? And no one answered it. No one answered it on the other side. And so that's very frustrating. And I know everybody's been here listening, okay, but $3.5 million, that's a lot of money for a sports program.
Well, it's half the money they're looking for, right?
And yes, I played college football, and I want sports, and I want you guys to go to college. And this has happened in the past. There was another issue back several years ago, and I sponsored a resolution earmarked for $850,000 to put sports back in the school system, which was an interesting debate because they were saying whether you had the authority to do that or not. But what I'd ask the students to do is ask the school committee members, if we were to give them $850 or $1 million for sports, if they would guarantee you they would put the sports programs first before other issues.
It's a fair question.
And I think that's a very fair question, okay? And the other issue that I think you should listen when you're here today, you're listening about, is what they represented to us last week was, and I don't want to say, I keep saying school committee members, and there's another resolution that Councilman Sinapi has on tonight regarding the individual that gives them their advice, okay? The individual that overpaid pensions by $4 million. So that's the person that's given them advice that a lot of them were critical about only last year. So what we identified tonight, which was very important, and it's kind of hard not to understand if you're not listening, or understand the nuances of what we were talking about. One of the people on healthcare stood up and said the increase is going to be 14.9% on the school committee side. That's important, right? Because they would represent that they would have probably about a $2 million increase. They represented to us it was a 21% increase that they're expecting next year, which means they would have a $1.1, $1.2 million savings. So those are the issues that we're concerned about. And as Councilwoman Travis pointed out, and I've said on the floor, if those questions get answered, of course we'll re-examine their budget. But you got to answer those questions. That's only fair. That's number one. Number two, ask them, because you're talking about the four people, ask them how much money it would take this council to restore your sports.
They're here today. Let's ask them.
Yeah.
That's what they need. 1.3.
1.3 million. Okay.
So
we heard it.
Again, please, if you're going to speak, come to the mic and speak on the mic.
Why ask? Because the mayor.
No. So I was just.
She needs to respond.
I was gonna point out to you. We just identified about a $1.2 million savings for them tonight. So what's the problem? So I mean, you know, that's the issue that we have, because we have a responsibility not to only everybody in the chamber, but to everybody else. So those are the questions that are very frustrating to us, right? You tell us one number, and then when the people that come in that actually gave you the number tell you 14.9%, you sit here and you say, what's going on?
That goes back to the inspection process. I mean, there should be some kind of validation
right.
to that.
And we went through line by line. I can't tell you how much time I spent going line by line and asking them those questions. And to this day, I don't have a written response on what the surpluses are on those line items. And the accountant identified $3.5 million in this year's budget before the year gets over. So those are the issues that we're trying to get answers to. And I've said it again, and I'll say it again tonight. I will certainly re-examine their budget. But I think we're entitled to those answers for everybody's sake.
Absolutely. I agree on both sides. I think as city council, it's your job to hold them accountable to make sure their numbers are accurate and to make sure that the money's being appropriated in the right places where we want it appropriated, right? We elected you guys as our officials. We elected you guys to represent us.
And it'd be interesting to see what their response is with regard to Mr. Sinapi's resolution, because I don't think that we're getting a lot of forthright answers from the finance department within the school department. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, sir, if I may?
Sure.
If you're interested in seeing the numbers that were ascertained by a third-party CPA to back up what the council president just said of $3.541 million, I'll be happy to show it to you.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And think about something. So you just heard that one of the, well, the finance director for the school committee, or school department, sorry, on his own, without actuary approval or input, based upon his own testimony given at a mediation hearing, these are things that you folks are not aware of, overfunded the pension over $4 million. I'm not talking about fund it in a healthy manner, which is what you would expect. I'm talking about consciously and knowingly put in an additional $4 million in the pension. That was since 2014, I believe. So you have to ask yourself, what could you have done with that $4.1 million? This wasn't employees' money. This was taxpayer money. This was taxpayer dollars that were put into a pension that didn't need to be put in. So when you add that to 3.5, we'll use an easy number, $3.5 million that the CPA firm says is additional revenue that they're not showing, now we're talking $7.5 million.
Absolutely. That sounds like fraud.
And you talk about the $1.75 million that they forget to mention that the city put in this budget, and the half a million that comes from the state, the additional half a million from the state, and the $6 million in bonds. If you add up all of those numbers, I'm talking a number of $15.75 million.
Listen.
But you know what's particularly disturbing? And I tried not to get to this point, but I have been on the city council for, I'm in my seventh year now.
So how come that wasn't caught 4 years ago when we saw it happening?
Every single year that I have been on this council, sir, if you check the record, I have been contesting their numbers. I have been critiquing their little issue with, oh, we got $3 million in health care stop loss when the taxpayers are paying a stop loss premium of an additional $3 million. And I could go on and on and on. I have been challenging it every single year that I've been on the city council. And every single year, except one, Mr. Ferrucci comes before the city council on behalf of the school department and says, if you don't give us what we ask for or what we need, then we're gonna shut down the sports and we're gonna shut down this and we're gonna shut down ALAP, et cetera, AP classes, all of this stuff. That's always the answers. So it's particularly upsetting that tonight there's a lot of folks in this room that are angry at the city council because they don't have or have not received the big picture. And every year, except 1 year, when Mr. Ferrucci came before this council and said that very thing, if you don't give us a million more, a million three, 1 year was 2.3, then we're going to do all of these things to the kids, and it's your fault.
But in a sense, isn't it your fault? We elected you, in a sense, isn't it your fault? We
elected
you to look out for our best interest.
You didn't let me finish. What happened by September, end of August, September, is the school department, Mr. Ferrucci, reassessed his budget and found out that we got a surplus. 1 year was a million something. Another year was something, 2 million change more than they came before this city council for. Every year, except 1 year, they have redone their fiscal analysis and they've come back to us and said, or then issued a press release and said, guess what we found? We have an extra million, et cetera, more in surplus than what we anticipated. In one particular meeting, it was spoken to me personally and said, I would think that you would say thank you. And my reply was simply this. In my world, in the business world, my reply was this. If my chief financial officer came to me year after year and said, Ed, guess what? I found $1 million more than I thought we'd have. I wouldn't be saying thank you. I would be saying you're fired. That's what I'd be saying. And this is the truth. Every year, except one, we need this, we need that. Some years come back to us with more surplus than what they asked us for in the first place.
But the issue is the battle between you and the school department. The only people that are suffering are the residents and the students.
I'm sorry?
So I said the only people that are going to suffer are the residents and the students. The city council can fight with the school department. The school department can fight with the city council. But at the end of the day, if the sports program does get cut, who's out? Neither one of you. It'll be the students.
And it's unfortunate. And it is very unfortunate that it always goes back to the students. I don't hear anybody
saying... So you're using them
saying,
as like a casualty of war.
I don't hear anyone else saying that, you know, perhaps it wasn't so smart to extend the contract of four executives, and I didn't say anyone particular did it. It was done. And we're living with the consequences of the past. So the past does play a role in the future. We did not have anything to do with extending a contract for 2 years beyond the 1 year that existed for four administrators to the tune of $800,000 plus per year. That would have paid for your sports. We don't have any control over those items. None.
But
we
again,
don't have any control.
If there's no inspection process, one should be built. Because if you were a CEO of a company and there was misappropriation of funds, you would put an inspection process in place to make sure the funds are being allocated correctly, right? So you did your audit, you found the money. Why not force them to utilize it? Why let them continue to overpay the pensions?
We also have no control over their spending in the administration building. Has anyone toured that building recently?
No, I can't say it.
You know how big the classrooms are in that building? There's one person in the majority of those classrooms. And they had to fill the classrooms with additional furniture so it didn't look so ridiculous. And they're paying to heat that building. They've got a Taj Mahal over there. And your schools were left without a custodian. And it's our fault? I didn't pay for $10,500 worth of ridiculous doorstops that nobody else uses, nobody even uses. It may sound inconsequential, but these are all expenses that the school department has incurred. It's not us.
Again, I'm not saying it's you that incurred those expenses. However, at the end of the day, they do answer to you. They're coming to you looking for that funding. And again, it shouldn't be being allocated in the wrong places. If the money is appropriated to certain places, there should be an inspection process to make sure that's where the money goes. At the end of the day, to your point, right? We look and we say, gee, you spent all this money on doorstops. I didn't see doorstops in the budget. That would be my question. Wow, $10,000. I'm going to bet $10,000 wasn't spent on doorstops. I bet you that money went somewhere else. I'm just saying.
In my world, if I write a check, I need to make sure I got the money in the account to pay for it. I don't have the luxury of just arbitrarily raising my prices to the people I do business with to cover a check that I didn't have the money to cover.
No, you'd be out of business.
I would be
similar
out of
to many of the cities that are going bankrupt.
Correct.
So,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please.
Jacob Maduro, Warwick resident. I went through these schools, K-12. Graduate of Vets this last year, so it wasn't too long ago I was in your shoes. I was fighting against consolidation. So I want to thank you for staying up here until 9:30. This is the best civics lesson you ever get, so thank you. And I'm not going to say it's disgraceful that we spent 2 hours on one item, because you guys are doing your due diligence. Good job. What I do find disgraceful is you spent over 2 hours on that one budget item. But 1 week ago, I was here 4 hours. And you know what we spent time on? The pensions from last year's budget. Last year's budget. What about next year's budget? I don't understand it. That's just me personally. So I came up here and I asked to speak about the pensions. And I asked Mr. Ferrucci, and I said, how many years Well, one of the members of the council said, we're only getting one side of the story from the school committee. So I would, but I want to say, the finger pointing goes both ways. You're only getting one side of the story from them as well. Because you failed to mention that that $5 million or $4 million in pensions was over 5 years. So what would have happened if you they saved that money like you wanted them to? They would have been in front of you last year, and you would have said, you have a $4 million surplus. Why are you saving it? But if they don't save it, oh, well, I don't know. It just seems like you want it both ways. I don't understand it. I am appalled. I understand the argument. You can't tell them where the money goes because it's true. And it's an easy E-line because it's true. It's the city shuttle. But my question is, $7.7 million in the hole. 7.7. Let that number sink in. Does anyone have... Why didn't we ask questions about that 7.7? There was the $3 million from the CPA. Great, you asked the CPA the questions. You didn't ask the school committee the questions. I found that interesting because I think some of those reductions have already been put into place prior. You cited the health care. Well, last week it was 2.3. Now it's 1.2. I talk about numbers you don't know what ones to believe in. So that seems like a moving target too. I'm just astonished. And even if you do that, 3.5, now it's 1.4, but let's say 1.5, I'll round up. So what does that get you? 4.9? Where does the other money come from? I wasn't going to ask questions, but since the precedent has been set, where does the rest of the money come from? 7.7, it's greater than 4.9. Where does the rest of the money come from? Because we sat here, at least I did, for 4 hours, and you guys went through the budget. Does anyone know? Because it's easy to finger point and say, but the line that you can't control where the money goes is spent, but where does the rest of the money come from?
Mr. Chair.
Sir.
So I think you were here, and I appreciate you being here, and I did ask about the 3.5, and I asked them to explain, and you recall they didn't.
You asked Ferrucci, yes.
Yes.
But that's not the school committee.
That's correct. Okay. I did not ask the school committee. I asked the administrator that's in charge of the budget.
Yep.
Because for the first time ever, an accountant was brought in. Okay. Yep. And I don't know if you remember this, but my argument is if you budgeted $3.5 million more in those line items last year,
yep,
is that what it's going to be this year? So 3.5 and 3.5 is 7.
Yeah.
And we just identified, what, 1.2. So now you're over $8 million. And I understand, and you kind of, and I'm glad you just went through that analysis for us, because that's kind of how I feel, right? You went through 1.6, then we were told 2.3, then we're told 1.2. You're stating the numbers that they're telling us, not the numbers that we're telling them. And I think that's why Councilman Sinapi has a resolution and no confidence in Mr. Ferrucci, because we sit here and we're getting all these different numbers. I think it's a fair question, like you pointed out about the 3.5, and I think it's a fair question if that's built in next year, and it's a fair question as to what the surplus in health care is going to be, and also why they told us 21% when we just heard tonight 14.9. And that's how we get up around that $8 million mark.
Were those numbers, though, were from you guys? I got into a discussion online with one of the council members, and they cited over double the 1.5 or 1.2 or whatever it was. So last week it was 2.5. Now it's 1.5. So I'm saying the numbers, changing the numbers really, I don't know, but you're accusing them of it. It seems like you're doing it too. But also, with the 3.5, that's failing to mention, they were in a deficit, $4.1 million deficit last year. So that money would have went to last year's budget, not this year's budget. So where does the other money come from? I don't know. It's easy to point fingers and give little taglines up because they're true, but where does the money come from? I've been sitting in these chambers for 4 hours last week, 8 hours, 4 hours this week, 8 hours, and you guys are more than happy to point the finger at the past, but you guys can't it doesn't seem like I can get an answer. Where should they get cut the money?
So what was identified in the mediation and what was identified by the mediator is that they can withdraw the money. It's not illegal. You have to pay a penalty for that overpayment, okay? But there is over, this is what the school department told the arbitrator. You're welcome to call Mr. Augusta. And that's why that ended, because they can withdraw the 4.2. Yeah, is there a penalty? Yes, there's a penalty, but they can withdraw it. And so they have close to $4 million. I don't know what the penalty would be to stop that issue. And then on top of that, we never got into the issue of the other funds. But you can sense, you know, my frustration is similar to your frustration because and I think a lot of council members' frustration because the target's always moving. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'll sit down with the school department. I don't want to see sports cut. I didn't want to see sports cut a few years ago. And I put in a resolution for $850,000 at the time to restore it. Sports is near and dear to my heart, too. But those are the issues that were presented to us. And that's how we looked at it total-wise. And as Councilman Lattisaw said, last year the school department paid about $1.7 million, $1.75 million towards bonding. So we agreed to take that and pay that for them. So that's, you know, $1.75 million that they had in their budget last year that they don't have to expend this year. So those are some of the issues that we're looking at. And also, the state is talking about giving them more money also.
I would just like to point out, I hope you guys realize what's going on here. People are pointing fingers at them, they're pointing fingers up there. But my question is, why did the Royal Beacon said it's illegal? I don't know.
I didn't hear what you last said.
Why did the Royal Beacon have, say, attorney argues taking from pension fund is illegal?
Yeah. That's not what the dispute is. Yeah.
But I just don't understand. And then the pension, and no words, because there's the pension, and then the other saying, it just seems like the finger pointing never ends. And I sat through your budget today. I sat for 8 hours. Again, Mr. Sinapi, thank you very much for coming to the school committee's budget. Where was everyone else? It seems like they're coming to you, you're not coming to them. I don't know, it's a shame. Because this is their future, this is their investment. And it doesn't seem like you guys are taking that seriously, I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion, I'm not trying to reflect your opinions. But it's ridiculous, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just, Mr. Chair, just so we recognize, I've spent hours with the school department in mediations and arbitrations. I've also spent hours with the accountants going over the numbers because I'm not an accountant. So just because you don't see somebody at a meeting doesn't mean that we're not doing our due diligence and getting the information that we need.
Well, it's just you didn't ask for Rusito's questions we got into next year. And that was very, very disappointing. But we can point to last year all we want. The past is the past. Let's move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Before Mr. Cody come up to the podium, I would want to hear from anyone who has not spoken yet before anyone's coming back to the mic for a second or third talk, okay? Mr. Cody, go ahead. Now, Mr. Cody, you haven't spoken tonight.
No, I haven't spoken on this issue. Rob Cody, Ward 7. So, you know, I have some really grave concerns, and I think the first and foremost is I'm concerned about when the tug of war between the city council and the school committee is going to end. Because the balancing act and the ribbon in the middle of that rope is the students. And they're the ones that are getting abused on every aspect. So let me address the students for a minute while I address the council. To the students of the city of Warwick, the city council historically has failed you. They are a historical failure. Your school committee has been a historical failure. Your teachers held you for ransom not too long ago because they needed that $13.46 million in raises, and they postured you as the victims. And unfortunately, you and your parents fell for it. And now the city council comes and they point to the school committee that there's no money left. So I know there's a lot of math students here, and I listened from home a little while ago of a brilliant young woman. I think she was three or four speakers ago, who she's got my vote to run for city council. She's brilliant. Brilliant. And I applaud her for being able to recognize the facts, because your school committee and your city council has not recognized the facts that there is a limited amount of money and it can only go so far. So your school committee voted, in the absence of full financial disclosure, to give your teachers a $13.46 million raise within 3 years, knowing damn well the city could not afford it. And now your city council is saying to you, we can't afford to fund the city the school committee anymore. But what you should know is that in the past 10 years, the $36.8 million of increased tax revenue that the city council was in control of, $14,000 of that went to the schools out of $36.8 million. The rest went to the city. Now, you students should also know that your city council historically failed you because they never read the contracts that they signed on board for. They never understood them. They never understood the financial obligations and the liabilities that they incurred. And they don't care, because they're not going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Those are some of the realities. Let me give you some specifics, because I believe that one of the council members just stated to reinstore the athletic programs would be $1.3 million, and we can't find that $1.3 million. Am I correct? Is that what somebody said, $1.3 million? So let me give the students a little lesson on what's called a slush-funded waste. It's unfortunate you weren't here on Tuesday and Wednesday, because if you were, I'll give you one example. This city council last year voted to spend $5 million on paving our roads. I came here and said, you're never going to do it. Maybe you'll spend two, maybe, if everything's perfect. They spent 1.9. The other 3.1, we're still trying to find where it went. Knowing that they could never spend $5 million, again, this year, they allocated $4.5 million. But you guys can't get the $1.3 million for your sports. They know. Every council member here knows. They will never spend $4.5 million on paving. But they put it in there anyway when an expert in construction, myself, told them, you will never do it, and I have the historical data to show that. They did it anyway. But they're blaming the school committee, and they're using you as the hostage. Do you guys understand that? You kids understand that? You kids are the hostage. You are the negotiating tool for the teachers to grab their raises and for the city council to point the finger at the school committee when every member here knows that this city is well on their way to receivership. This city, kids, is going bankrupt.
Mr. Cody, I've allowed a lot of latitude here. So if you want to bring that full circle very quickly, and if you want to stick to the item that we're discussing, I would appreciate it.
Okay, well, so the item that we're discussing actually is impacting all of these kids. And that item, Mr. Chairman, encompasses all of the finances and all of the tax revenue that is brought into the city of Warwick. And the fact of the matter is that the tax dollars that are generated within this city have not and are not being spent responsibly. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, although you guys may not be taxpayers now, it's affecting you, and it's affecting you more than it's affecting the actual taxpayers. Now, I'm really disenchanted by the fact that Mr. Sinapi can put forth a no-confidence vote.
Mr. Cody, you'll have an opportunity to speak to that when it comes up. Right now, please stay with PCR, put these on, 8119, about reinstating the summer school back in 2020. Please stick,
we'll leave that to,
stick with that.
I understand.
Okay?
So in terms of reinstating the summer school, we're looking for money to reinstate the summer school. And we're going to look for the money on the school side. So what you students need to do is you need to ask your school committee why they did not scrutinize the contracts with the teachers, why they did not scrutinize all the extra expenditures. And then you need to ask your city council why they're continuously pointing the finger at the school committee when on the city side they've done the same thing and taken no accountability of it. The council president just told you that we had an auditor, a mediator, that intervened with the schools. And this mediator has extremely high standards, high credibility, high education, and his numbers are spot on the money. And that there's problems in the school committee. That same firm did the same type of audit with the city of Warwick, and their report was deemed inadequate and flawed. How can that be? The city council and the school committee have been at odds over each other, and you kids have been the victims. So when you go home tonight, and when you go to school tomorrow, you need to ask your teachers, is it really all about the kids? Because it's not. It's about their pensions. It's about their hourly wage. It's about their benefits. You need to ask the school committee. Did you people bargain in good faith on behalf of the students? Or did you bargain to gain union support to keep your positions?
Mr. Cody.
Because the
Mr.
fact
Cody.
Of the matter is...
Mr. Cody, please. I have asked you again to keep the comments respective of that particular item, okay?
Mr. Councilman.
Sorry?
You and I both know, and everybody in this room knows, that there's more than enough money to keep these kids in with their sports.
That's not the issue. You've been here all evening. You've heard me request from all of the folks in this audience to stick with the issue, stick with the item, hold your comments and your conversation to those items. And they all performed very well. They all showed the respect of my request. I've let you have definitely latitude on this.
Right.
That's fine. Now I'm asking you to stick the rest of your comments to this, stick to this item right here. Please.
So the item is allocating enough money to keep this program in effect. So What's paramount here is the kids in keeping the program in effect. And you need to do whatever you need to do to keep this program in effect. Because the fact of the matter is, as the young lady so eloquently stated, these kids that are involved in team sports, they excel. Their academics are at high standards. They need these programs to move forward. They're residents of the city of Warwick, hopefully future residents of the city of Warwick. So are we really going to scrutinize this and we're going to balance the budget by taking something away from the kids? I can tell you this. My kids grew up in sports and in athletics, and it's something that's extremely important. And the reason why it's important, Mr. Councilman, is that there is no I in the word team. And that will carry on with these children for the rest of their lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Stand close to the mic.
Hi.
Hello.
Now my name is Alexis Lemoy. I'm a Togate student. And I just wanted to let you guys know that you are sitting here blaming each other back and forth. And you're not even listening to anything that the students are telling you guys about. It's just, oh, the budget, oh, the budget, oh, the budget. I understand that, and I understand that you guys need to pay for everything, but are you listening to what the kids are actually telling you guys? Like, our sports are something that we take so much pride in, that we are proud to be a part of, and each team has a certain, like, abilities that everyone is just happy to be part of. And you guys aren't even paying attention to what any of us are saying about that. Like, our sports are where we can let our frustrations out, because at the desks, we really don't learn anything because we learn off of YouTube videos now. Like, how is that teaching us anything? It's not. Our sports teach us more sportsmanship and leadership than anything on the computers. And none of you guys are listening to that. You guys are just concerned, oh, let's push technology, let's push the technology. No, that doesn't help us. Most of us learn better hands-on, which is what our sports are giving us. And I'm not just talking to the city council, but I'm talking to the school committee as well. Because both of you guys are just sitting here blaming each other. And that's what none of us want to hear. It's money, we get it, okay? But our sports are something that is important to us. So how about you stop trying to push the technology at us and actually realize that we just want to have fun with the students that we are already in the classrooms with. Okay, that's it. We don't want more Promethean boards or more computers or anything else. Okay, that's it. Like, I just don't understand. Like, that is our one place to let go and have fun. And I know some of you guys said that you guys were part of, like, sports teams and everything. But look at how many students are left here that are from sports teams right now. I can count them on my fingers. Because all of us are going through exams to make sure that we keep our grades up, to stay on the sports teams that we are on so that we don't have to go to summer school or we don't have to stay back. Because apparently the No Child Left Behind isn't a thing anymore. And we cut the summer school program so that children are being left behind. All of the kids that they've been with through maybe kindergarten, they're not with anymore. They're with a new crowd. So what are they going to do when they don't have a sports team that they still know people on, and they don't have summer school so they can stay with the grade that they're already with? They're going to fall out. They're probably going to end up being alone. And what happens when you don't have a support system? You end up doing some not so great things, which is not so great for the city now, is it? Because I'm sure you guys have heard some great stories about students who have been in local high schools that have gotten to some not so nice situations that have been on the news, and that's great publicity for the city. So just really think about what you guys are doing here when you're arguing back and forth and pointing fingers like a bunch of teenagers who are in high school, going back and forth, saying whose fault it is, when all of the students just want to play what they want to do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Bridget Allman again. I just have one quick question. Has there been a draft of the audited financials for June 30th, 2018 presented to anyone?
A what, please?
A draft of the audited financial statements for June 30th, 2018.
Of the audited?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
So you have no draft copy?
Not an outside audited version, no.
No, a draft, though.
A draft?
Has the city finance department provided you with a draft?
I don't have a draft.
So they've not provided you with any standing of where you're going to end the year?
The finance director is right here. Brian?
Excuse me. Brian Sylvia, City of Warwick, finance director. Presently, the city has an extension for its fiscal year end 2018 audit, 6/30/2018 through June 30th. At this time, no, a draft has not been available and has not been presented. A draft is not released until it is finally approved and approved by the Auditor General and submitted. Drafts are never released until at that such time.
Brian, the budget that you submitted to the City Council, that was your own audited version as opposed to an outside third party?
Correct.
You've been doing this for a long time, right?
Correct.
How long?
Municipal finance, 14 years.
And within city government, how long?
14 years. And serving as a finance director in various communities, 8 years, 9 years.
And in the city of Warwick?
Between my two terms, 8 years.
8 years. And your degree is?
Finance and accounting.
You have a degree in accounting?
Correct.
So this is what your job is.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to do what I'm going to term as the finance director, your job is to review all those numbers and put this audit together.
Provide the information to our auditors.
Correct.
Yes.
And what remains to happen is someone, being the Auditor General's office or whom else, some outside party has got to review your numbers to say that this is that, and this equals this, and basically either approve or make an adjustment in your numbers.
Correct.
Okay. And in the years that you've been here with the City of Warwick, what has been the result of the audits after the numbers that you provided? Has there been any variation?
Slight, sure.
Less than what?
Very small. Most of the years I wasn't doing it, so I can't really speak to those.
So it's like we had on the budget. We just had in the budget hearings.
Yes.
You had a couple of items that were posted incorrectly.
Correct.
3,380. I remember the number, but not what it was for. 3,380 was assigned to this, and it should have been to that, so flip it.
Correct.
But the end result is, at the end of the financial analysis, the numbers were basically the same.
Correct. What you're speaking of, Councilman, I mean, those changes amounted to, I think, $180,000 out of a $322 million budget. Correct.
But it wasn't like, oh, my God, we just did this audit again for the fourth time, and we just found $1.3 million that mm-hmm. we didn't know we had.
Correct.
Okay. So the numbers that were provided to this city council are numbers that you approved and signed on as the finance director of the City of Warwick in your experience of 12 plus years doing this particular job.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, so just to clarify, I do the same job in another district. So just to clarify, the Auditor General doesn't sign off on the financials. The accounting firm signs the financials and they're presented to the Auditor General. So there's a little bit of a difference. So what I'm asking is, so basically what you're saying is he knows what he's doing. So there should be a small, minor variation. So where is the city showing they're going to end? They're projecting that they're going to end last fiscal year.
Brian? And by the way, I never said that they should show a little difference. I never said that. No, I'm not expecting anything. I'm just sitting here and waiting for what the audited result would be. I'm not expecting a plus or a minus. I'm expecting accuracy.
I apologize, but I'm going to tread very carefully here. This is not something that's on the agenda. Okay. I didn't bring my notes with me. We're going to have a surplus of a couple million dollars.
Very good point. Thank you. Okay.
So you're projecting a surplus of a couple million dollars. Correct. Okay. So my question is that I've seen a lot of things in the news, and we're talking about cuts in a lot of areas, schools, cities. And again, I understand the venue because the city council has no authority over the school budget. So I get that. But my question is that we keep talking about this, that there was fund balance that was used in budgets for the last 2 years. So what I'm asking is, what of those fund balance that was used to be budgeted, what was actually used? Because what I'm hearing is it wasn't used.
Okay, that question is not indicative of this item that we're discussing.
Well, it's indicative because...
Well, it's not.
Because you're talking about cuts. So,
What we're talking about, you were talking about fund balances. You were talking about an accounting structure. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is the school committee to reinstate summer school back. So as I instructed Mr. Cody, we have allowed latitude in the comments, et cetera, and rightfully so. But at some point, we're going to stay on track. And right now, I'm going to accept comments regarding PCR 81-19 about summer school reinstatement.
So
why
I have a question.
You think it should be or it shouldn't be reinstated?
So again, you've stated, and again, the city council stated numerous times, you have no authority for individual line items on the school committee. So this resolution is to make what? To make a recommendation to the school committee to reinstate?
Do you support the school committee reinstating summer school?
I support that summer school should be reinstated for all students, not just seniors.
Okay. And that's,
so that's where I personally stand.
Great.
But what I'm asking is this item's on the agenda, and we have a very full agenda, and we haven't got to the full council yet. So this resolution really holds no weight, is what I'm asking.
This is a resolution. It's like a recommendation.
Correct. That's, I just wanted to make that clear to everybody that's still been here for the several hours we've been here.
It is a recommendation. This is like all other recommendations to the school department.
Correct.
They can do what they please with it or do nothing with it. So yes, you're correct. It's a recommendation.
So just, and I don't have an agenda. I didn't see any that were available to take. But how many more of these recommendations do we have before we get to the council meeting?
This is the last item that we have on the finance committee.
Okay.
And then we have the remaining five committees or so, I believe, before we get to the full council floor.
So I don't think we're going to make it
before
midnight.
Well, like I said, in the beginning of the meeting, we're here till midnight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Karen Bacchus, Chair of the School Committee.
I'm sorry. Speak into the mic, please. I couldn't hear you.
Good evening. Karen Bacchus from the School Committee.
Good evening.
Who's angry?
Who's what?
Who's angry?
I didn't hear what you said. Who's
I said,
what?
Who is angry here?
Who is angry? Not me.
I don't believe you.
Believe me. I'm not angry.
Tim admitted it.
Tim's not angry.
Who else? Rick is always angry. Jeremy's pissed off. I'm over it now. Because the bottom line is, it's all water under the bridge. Everything that's being talked about, except for going forward, is water under the bridge. And there is nobody here who voted in the affirmative for those issues. Now, a lot of stuff is going on. I never wanted to cut. None of us wanted to cut summer school. None of us wanted to cut it. For whatever reason, no matter what happened, no matter who did it, the money is not there. The funds are not there. I didn't spend it. We're looking at $4.4 million in raises. $4.4 million in raises.
In raises.
For next year.
That was negotiated and approved by the school committee, not by the city council.
They were negotiated.
The previous.
Excuse me, Councilman Lattiser.
Go ahead.
Those raises were negotiated by two or three people on the former school committee. I was not
agreed
present for that.
It was negotiated by the city council.
It was no, nobody from the city, and I already said that.
Okay.
It was negotiated and mediated with the former mayor, who assured everyone that the money was there. And when those raises came out and I looked at that, the first thing I said is, well, don't we have anything to show us if this is going to work? You know, do we really have the money? What does it look like over the term of the raises? I thought they were much too rich. And I was told, oh, no, 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 it's fine. There's plenty of money there, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was a little suspicious, and I certainly, and I'm a big, you know, I'm a union member. I believe in unions, grew up in a union household. But I even said to the union president, this is too rich. I don't think the city can handle it. And we can't. And we're only giving, we cut every other raise. The only raises, President Merola, are the raises that are contractual in nature. The superintendent and his milkshake are not getting any raises. And if it's up to me, they have two more years starting June 30th. And they will not see raises in either of those years, if it's up to me. Because I have argued over that pay for them in the past, and will probably do it in the future. But the fact is that the person in charge of HR in the city of Providence makes $40,000 less than the person in charge in cash than the person in charge of HR at Warwick Public Schools.
Karen, I'm looking at you because you know what I'm going to say. Let's stay on topic of
I'm talking about committee. Money. I'm talking about money.
We have talked about money for the last 5 hours.
Yep. And we're talking about money.
And we continue to talk about money, and we'll continue to talk about money.
It's always
but
about
right
money.
Now, let's confine our conversation to the school committee. We're 5 hours into this council meeting. We haven't even gotten through the finance committee meeting yet. I would say that I have been extremely, or have extended significant latitude to this, because this all of these things that we discussed here tonight are very important issues. They're very passionate issues. They're very emotional issues.
They are.
They're very serious issues.
Yes, they are.
So, yes, it deserves the time. The time now has come to let's bring home full circle on PCR 8119. If you have any other comments regarding why you support the school committee reinstating summer school or you do not support it,
I don't think there's anyone on the committee that doesn't support reinstating summer school and that wouldn't do it if the funds were there. I don't know if it's a problem, but I do know that every year we do an audit, and we did a program audit and a finance audit this year, and they were into you all before Christmas. And then you had your consultant who came in and found $12 million right off the bat that didn't exist.
And that is with the school committee reinstating summer school?
Huh? Oh, if we had that $12 million or that 3.5, we could certainly reinstate summer school.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that $3.5 million that the president keeps talking about, that was asked and answered in mediation. And we agreed that there was $600,000 there when we went over it. And it was a gotcha last week, which I'm not even going to address. But the fact is that we're not doing anybody any good fighting like this. You know, we were all going to work together because I thought we were all on the same time, on the same line, and that we wanted to make the city better. And, you know, things are getting very contentious, and it's all about money. When it doesn't involve money, we do fine. When it gets into money, everybody gets pissed off. I could sit there and point fingers. What good does it do? I can point them at myself. I can point them at you. I can point them at them. But it doesn't do us any good because it doesn't solve the problem. But I've gone to you and Donna in the past because the committee didn't do their due diligence when children were being abused.
So again,
you know,
the fact is that
we have worked together, and the only way that we're going to do anything, whether it be to reinstate summer school or to maintain sports or anything else, is by working together. And I have never asked you for $7.7 million. That is the ask. I have continuously said my concern is we have $4.4 million in raises that have to be paid because they're contractual.
Okay.
And until we can get through that or figure something out and get creative and maybe, you know, maybe people who work for us have to think a little bit more or a little bit less about the money and a little bit more about the kids.
Okay.
I don't know. But we all want it restored. And I know everybody in this room wants it restored. And the last thing we want to do, you know, I put up a notice, and I know you're all, from what I can observe, pissed about what I put on my Facebook, and I absolutely had no idea it would go viral like it did. I was like, this is the consequence of being level funded. And we have not received a lot of money from the council in the past decade. And if you're honest with yourself, you know that. You haven't been here the whole time. You and I came in at the same time.
Karen, you know, you forget to mention that in addition to what you call underfunding, you fail to mention that the years that we have put monies in, which is more than not since I've been on the council, and that every year Mr. Frucci comes back with a surplus. And another important part of this math problem that we're discussing is something other than one year Mayor Avedisian did, the city has never done, and this council since I've been on has never done, and we are allowed by Rhode Island general law to reduce the school budget every time your student population declines.
Well, perhaps you
now,
should.
Now, over the past 25 years or so, your school population, I can't even get a straight number on that. I hear 23, I hear
8,800.
21. I know what it is today. I hear 21,000, I hear 23,000. I'll take the low number. I'll say 21,000. It was a long time ago. And today, we're at 88,000.
8,800.
I'm sorry, 8,800. So when you do the math of all of those students that the budget could have been cut, but was never cut, I think that makes a significant statement. And when someone says to me that we have a big problem because we can't lay off more than 20 teachers because the contract says so. If there were leadership in the administration over these years, when we've gone from 21,000 to 8,800, you would have corrected the problem through attrition. It would have been self-correcting. And what really astounds me, more than anything, more than everything we've discussed here tonight.
You realize we're off the topic again.
But that's okay, because you allowed me to do it. she allowed me to do it.
You're the boss here, not me.
Fair enough. I'm done. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Let me know if you want to work together.
I need a motion on PCR 91-19.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We set a record this evening. It is 10:19. The Finance Committee is adjourned. We'll take a 5-minute break.